Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's IRD call on Monday, the 24th of January, we have Jim Galvin, Edmund Chung, Avery Doria, Bob Hutchinson from staff. We have Steve Sheng, Julie Headland, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Apologies noted today from Steve Metallis. And if I can just please remind you to state your names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Julie.
Thank you very much, Gisela. This is Julie Headland. And let's go ahead and get started, and hopefully some more working group members will join us as we go along. One of the first orders of business I would like to mention today is that, as you had seen from the email traffic, the ESSEC has selected as its representative for the working group Jim Galvin, and Jeremy Hitchcock unfortunately had to step down due to workload issues. So the charter provides for the working group to appoint or to approve, shall we say, the co-chairs of the committee. And as I may remind you, the co-chairs are selected from the GNSO and from the ESSEC. Then I would like to present to the working group members on this call, and I will also follow up in an email from this call, present Jim Galvin as the person selected from the ESSEC for the co-chair, and ask whether or not the working group members on this call approve that selection. I'm hearing no dissension. May I take that as approval?
I'm over here chuckling to myself. I'm like, okay, don't all jump in at once now.
That's a resounding silence.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but maybe we'll take it good and go from there.
Let's be specific, since we're on the call here, and be formal about it. Edmund, do you accept Jim as co-chair with yourself?
Absolutely.
Avery?
Yeah.
Bob?
Well, not as co-chair with myself.
I know. I should phrase that differently. Do you accept Jim as a co-chair with
Jim? Yes, of course.
And Bob?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I will, since we have not many working group members on this call, I will... we have Owen Smigelski joining. Hello, Owen. How are you?
Hello. Apologies. I had some computer issues this morning.
No problem. Well, I'm glad you joined, Owen. And we were just finishing up an important piece of business. Jim Galvin was selected by the ESSEC to replace Jeremy Hitchcock as the ESSEC's co-chair on this working group. And we're asking the working group members to approve that selection. And those who are on the call thus far, which is Edmund, Avery, and Bob Hutchinson, have approved the selection. And I'd be interested in whether or not you would approve or disapprove the selection.
I approve as well.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Owen. And as I was mentioning just now, I will send around a message following up on this meeting indicating that those members here on the call have approved Jim Galvin as chair, and asking if there are any working group members who do not approve the selection. But Jim, as all of you know, has been quite active in this working group, and I think from staff's point of view, very helpful in moving along several issues and complicated matters. So I would expect that we could all welcome his contribution.
So thank you, Julie, and thank you to everyone, and thank you to those on the mailing list who haven't responded yet. I guess we'll see how that goes. It's my pleasure. I'll certainly try to continue that. We continue to do things just as we have been. So maybe we should just press on at this point.
That sounds great. Thank you very much, Jim. This is Julie. And at this point, I think I'd like to turn over the meeting to Steve Sheng. Just to remind all of you, Steve sent around some draft outreach slides to try to reach out to the various constituency groups and other groups within the ESOs and ACs within the ICANN community to try to encourage comments on the interim report. We do not have at this point any comments in the public forum, but I think as Aubrey has noted, those often come in at the 11th hour or if not the 12th hour. So,
Could you remind me when is the 11th hour?
The 11th hour was extended to, and let me just look because I have that up to remind myself, was extended once the translations were made available, was extended to the 14th of March, 2011. And so
Thank you. Does
give us an opportunity to spend a little time doing some outreach to the community, reminding them that we have this interim report out for public comment, encouraging them to comment. And there are a number of different ways we could do that. And Steve has provided some slides. You'll note that the 14th of March does fall right at the beginning of the ICANN meeting. Just to remind you, the next ICANN meeting, the Silicon Valley meeting, starts Monday the 14th and goes through Friday the 18th. So staff will provide a summary of the comments immediately as the comment period closes. And in fact, we'll provide any preliminary analysis as comments are available to guide the working group for any meetings or updates it may have at the ICANN meeting. And I should mention that the GNSO Council will, I think, as usual, like to have an update at their GNSO Council working session on Saturday or Sunday on the work of the working group, even if that is just that they are, finalizing comments and have conducted some outreach and so on. And we've also scheduled a time for a public meeting of the working group, probably to happen Thursday morning during the ICANN meeting. Sorry, that was more than you asked for, Jim, but I thought I'd throw that all in.
No, that's good. Just taking notes.
So, Steve, why don't I turn it over to you, and if you want to talk a little bit about, get the discussion going about the outreach effort and so on, and we can see how we might want to approach that.
Julie, real quick, this is Owen. How definite is that Thursday a.m. meeting for the working group?
It's pretty definite right now because of the fact that it has to be, because of the way the ICANN meetings are getting so booked up with sort of times that are sort of what we call protected slots. You can't schedule Thursday afternoon because you can't schedule during the public forum, some of the major events that all community members will want to go to. And we have a couple other things. On Thursday morning, we have this Joint Security and Stability Working Group, the DSSAWG, that's starting up shortly, and that will also be scheduled Thursday morning. And then there's also the DNS abuse forum, which we try to avoid scheduling events. So we're right now we're looking at 9:00 to 10:00 for the IRD WG meeting.
Okay, great. Because I think I'll go ahead and I'm in Los Angeles, so that's a quick flight for me. So I'll look.
Good.
I'll book for that too.
Yeah, we expect that there's going to be quite a bit of attendance, a large attendance at this particular meeting because so many people are in the area. So
okay.
But yeah, I think you can go ahead and pencil that in. That's the slot that I'll be requesting, and it's just about the only time that works without conflict, so I suspect that will stay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure, you're very welcome. Any other questions before we move ahead?
Yes, I have two. Moving ahead, you were going to get into this slide deck that Steve had prepared. So I had notes. This is Jim Galvin. I guess I'm supposed to say that up front. From my notes from our last meeting on December 20th, I had written down here about Steve preparing some webinar material, and I'm presuming that this presentation he's put together here is sort of in lieu of that, which is fine, but I just wanted to clarify if there was some other action that was also going to be taking place. And then I also had a note here about inviting Tina Dam to come and talk with us about who is with IDN.
That's great.
And I wondered what happened with that.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. You know, and I missed that meeting, unfortunately, so I'll go ahead and let Steve answer your question.
I think Tina has left the company. So the short story is that, Jim, I will see again if I can. So anything she's doing, she'll be like participate on a community member basis. But I will check with her again to see if she wants to come next time to talk about it. So that's a short story.
Yeah, actually, I should have noted that too, Jim, and I'm sorry. I just skipped my mind. Yes, Tina Dam has left. But I believe that Carla Valenti is taking up the IDN role that belonged to Tina. So, Steve, if you want to just follow up on that and see who the appropriate person is.
I don't think that's the case, Julie. All right. So with the IDN, Naila, someone from the ICANN staff is taking the fast track. So maybe we'll see what the...
This is Edmund. In the other group that working on in the... Jake, we were told, as Steve said, Naila, who has been working on the IANA.
Yeah, you're right, and I'm sorry, Edmund. You're absolutely right, and Steve is right. I don't know what's wrong with my brain right now. This is Julie.
Worries, but I was given the impression that Naila may or may not be taking up all the IDN responsibilities, but certainly... we should follow up and figure out who would be the right person from staff to help us on this topic.
So this is Jim. I asked the question obviously for all of these reasons. I think that at least my impression, and we should test this and make sure that people agree, or if they have different ideas, I think that's fine. But I was hopeful that inviting Tina or whoever the next person is going to be was about helping us to get some specific WHOID advice with respect to the four models that we have here, because we don't seem to be in promoting or motivating a lot of comment from others. And I really see that as an issue for this committee or working group. Somewhere along the way here, we have to resolve that choice of four, and we've got to find a way to come to a consensus about choosing one or a reason for choosing more than one if that's the case. So really what I wanted to do is raise that larger issue of where we're going to go there, and whether we invite Tina because maybe she can come as an individual anyway, she certainly has a lot of expertise, and we can reach out and try and get that, or if we want to get someone else, that's fine. But I do think that we should decide what we're trying to achieve by inviting someone and then, you know, make the right thing happen to get someone here to cover the right topic. My version of the topic was getting some additional insight on the who is side of the work that we're trying to do. Others may have other opinions, and I'm interested in hearing those too.
Thank you, Jim. What do others think?
This is Bob Hutchinson. I guess the reason you stated for having staff or Tina Dam take a look at our work is not in what I believe we were doing, which was asking the people who were involved in the domain name internationalization what information standards, et cetera, that they had that we could reference in terms of language handling or language tagging and how they have divided up the character space and what rules they're imposing on the use of character sets and languages, scripts, etc. That would be relevant for this group in terms of tagging of the different name, address, types that are in the proposal. And that was primarily what we were after, I thought.
Well, I think, Bob, thanks for the comment. I think what you said is right. That was the original intent, why we want to invite Tina for a meeting. But as Jim said, Tina has done, I mean, I think what you're referring is a technical issue right here in terms of implementation, which is very important for us to get it right. What Jim is saying is also on these policy issues, which I think if we are able to get Tina on the call, she should be able to answer both sets of questions.
Yeah, I didn't mean that that we couldn't do the other. I just said I thought the intent was primarily what I outlined.
Right. So, in order for the meeting to be productive, if we were to get Tina, then Bob, how about what I suggest is maybe you can write down a detailed set of questions and send it to the mailing list. Then, you know, if we can get Tina on the call, that would be great. If not, you know, at least I can forward these questions to her so that, you know, we don't get all or nothing. You know, at least we get something.
Okay, I'll try that in the next couple of days. I'll send something to the list that would at least give a tee up to whoever we can get from staff to address this. Okay.
Right, and I'll take it a action item for me to contact Tina again. On this,
so will she be available as a consultant to ICANN groups, or is I have no idea whether she left for personal reasons or what? But
I am not sure, actually. The last time I heard is she's going to do some consulting one way or the other, but. I have to check with our management update on that. I'm not sure. But,
well, so this is Jim. I mean, her doing consulting, I think the inference there is that some money might change hands in getting her to come, or is that not true? Because I'm thinking of just asking her as an individual and saying, gee, you know, maybe you could provide some insight here. We're not getting too many comments, and be good to get some comments from an expert in the space, if you will.
Sure.
I had a hallway conversation with her in Cartagena, and she understood what I was asking, obviously, but she didn't have an off-the-cuff answer or any pointer. She said that there is material that's relevant, but okay.
Okay. All right. So I'll take that as my action item again.
My general question of, you know, providing some insight into, you know, who is and IDNs and, you know, sort of the other side of the work that we're doing. We're just looking at the registration data, and obviously the who is presentation of it is an important part of that. I'm willing to just add that discussion to letting you, Steve, pick up with your presentation, your outreach discussion, because I think we have this general problem of how do we motivate and where do we solicit from comments on what we're doing here. I'm very concerned that we're sort of operating almost in a vacuum, and that concerns me. So anyway, that's where I am. So we can move on at this point unless somebody has any other comments or questions.
Jim, could you elaborate? You say we operate on some sort of vacuum. to.
Don't overinterpret that. I think my concern again is just that we have these four models here that we somehow have to, you know, prioritize and select one.
Right.
You know, what I meant by saying we operate in a vacuum is just that, well, it doesn't appear to be an interesting question for people to speak to and offer comments on. Now, as has been noted before, maybe we'll get comments in the 11th hour and so all this will go away. But, you know, I just observe that it concerns me that we're only talking amongst ourselves about these four things and we're really interested in some external input. I don't have a good answer on how to get it. This outreach discussion is hopefully going to, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that and what we hope to get and, you know, who we should reach out to try and get something from. But that, to me, is the issue.
Yes, Jim, I agree with you. We haven't been getting much comment. But hopefully the outreach will change that. So maybe we'll put Tina as the first candidate for outreach.
Works for me. But let me turn over to you, Steve, to go forward with your topic here, and we'll see where that takes us.
So there are two questions, right? The first question is, who do we do outreach to? And second is, you know, what material do we use? The slides I prepare is kind of a straw man proposal to answer the second question. I think in this meeting, you know, we can first tackle the first question. You know, who do we want to reach out to, and what kind of format do you want that to be? Andre from the GNSO, who's also on the RD working group, suggested we do an outreach to the CCTLDs, and I've initiated a conversation with our policy staff that supports the CCTLDs, and Bart seems to be positive on that, so. Hopefully, we can arrange a session for CCTLDs because a lot of the deployment of experience for IDNs are happening at the CCTLDs, and this is a question of their interest. Yes.
So this is Jim. What is the mechanism? I mean, what is the process for the outreach? Can you say a little bit about what you think your options are and how you imagine this could play out?
Well, I think it's really up for the working group to decide. In the past, we discussed several. So one is kind of webinars, a series of webinars. And for that, we discuss, you know, webinars reached to a particular target audience, webinars that, you know, tailored to specific time zones. Those are the things that... besides that, there's always, you know, other venues. If one of us is going to be in conferences, that may be relevant. Maybe in the, you know, not so much the RIR conference, but like it happens, there's these regional meetings where this might be of interest, and you know, those who are in there can also present and ask for feedback. I guess those are the things I can think of.
Yeah, Steve, this is Bob Hutchison. I think, so there's one question of who should we be outreaching to. I thought the CCTLDs is a great audience. It's been mentioned we need to get law enforcement feedback probably also. And Steve Metzalis isn't on the call, but whoever's handling the intellectual property rights group, they should definitely be part of it. Yes, exactly. So the major constituency should all at least get a pointer to whatever we're doing for a webinar or a presentation, and I guess So that's the audiences that I can think of off the top of my head. But you know, as many audiences as possible, you know. But I think there's probably four or five of them that are pretty much checklist required.
Okay. So I have CCTLD, law enforcement, IPC, registries, and registrar. Any others?
So this is Jim. I mean, I guess they're not a big constituency, but certainly the RIRs, you know, do run a whois service. And,
right.
You know, it would be nice to get their thoughts on this if we can. So if there's a way to reach out to those communities, that would be a good thing, too.
Okay. RIRs. Any others? Avrin?
Yeah, I have a question on that. I mean, I certainly agree that sending it out to anyone and everyone that might comment, including CCNSO, is a good idea. On the whois on addresses as opposed to names, I think it's a good question. There's always been sort of this division that we're only talking about names. We're not talking about addresses and such. But I guess that then does open up the question of, is there any need / interest in the notion of internationalizing the information for addresses? And so passing it to them is a good idea, but that does open that question.
That's certainly a good question.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Avery. I mean, maybe this is partly about just raising the issue to their attention and seeing if they believe that it's important and relevant to them and they want to go down that path. Because if they do, it would be nice for our work to be aligned. And if they don't, well, you know, having them say that they're not interesting would also be useful to know.
Okay. So any other constituencies you want to outreach to? How about ASAC,
probably? Say that again, Steve, I'm sorry.
How about ASAC? The Security and Stability Advisory Committee.
Right. Sure. I mean, I guess there's no reason to say no. Absolutely. We certainly should anyway give an update, and we are talking about actually having a meeting during which we give presentations from each of our individual work parties and work actions in the ESAC, and we should certainly put this on the list and call the attention to everyone. So. Good opportunity to do that.
This is Avery again. I mean, ESAC and GNSO being our chartering bodies, haven't we already done, I mean, I don't know, but haven't we already done a certain degree of notification to them? If not, obviously we need to, but...
Yeah, I guess that's kind of where I was at with it, Avery. I was trying to think to myself about whether or not we have, you know, formally made a statement to the ESAC about the status of this group. And I was trying to remember the last time that had been done to the entire committee. I don't know that we would necessarily get any comments from anyone in particular, but certainly the opportunity needs to be available, and we should make sure that we do that. And we should do it for both groups, as you say.
This is Edmund. Speaking of the... So we talked about the CCNSO, now the ESSEC, and in terms of the GNSO, I think one of the areas probably we specifically want to bring attention to is probably the registrars. Because in our last update to GNSO, I think some of the suggestions we had immediately caught the attention from the registrars as they see potentially work for them, I guess.
Yes, Edmund. Yeah. So, yeah, I had registrars on the list.
Cool.
Okay. So I have CCTLD, law enforcement, IPC, registry, registrar, SX, RIRs. So I guess the question is, how do we do these outreach? And I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Well, I'm good with a webinar-related thing, you know, something along those lines, which to me means, you know, you've got a presentation that you're stepping through and you're talking to people, and then you end with a call to action of, you know, please do give us your comments or advice with respect to the four models in particular, but obviously anything that they want to say about where we are and what we're doing. And I think that we should, you know, for some of these groups, you know, like the GNSO and perhaps ESSAC, but maybe less so, you know, you might have to do more than one so that you can cover a couple of different time zones to make sure you get the maximum penetration of people. And it probably applies to other groups too, like, you know, reaching out to the registrars. You might have to do a schedule a couple of them in just to spread out the time zones that are covered.
Okay.
And if we can get those done sometime over the next few weeks, certainly before the end of February, that would be great, because comment period ending March 14th, that sets us up to get the 11th hour comments we're hoping to get, right?
Question.
Go ahead, Aubrey.
I mean, we've just about gotten outreach to everyone, and once I finish, we will have covered everyone. But just have we even mentioned any of this to both ALAC and GAC to see if they care? I mean, you know, while we're talking about, while we're caring about users' perspective on things, you know, and how this affects users, the ALAC may certainly care. While we're talking about, you know, law enforcement and such, the national representatives may care. If we're doing webinars, at least, I think we should be careful not to exclude them from invitation, because all of a sudden you get GAC and ALAC together saying, "What ho? Nobody bothered to include us," and then all of a sudden we've got a mess where we don't need one, even if they're not going to say much or whatever.
Right.
I know that broadens outreach to everyone, but you know, as it gets broader and broader, I worry about who we exclude.
Okay. That's fine.
No, this is Edmund. I totally agree with Avery, in fact. But we talked about webinar. I wonder if just getting on some of the calls of those groups would be useful.
Edmund, I think that's an excellent idea. I know for some of these, for registries and ALAC, you know, they have calls, ESSAC. I'm not sure law enforcement, IPC, and registrar have calls. The last time, you know, we did some WHOIS work and we're reaching out to the registrars, we were told they don't have regular calls, but we set up a webinar anyway just for the registrars, and in the end, there are about 7 to 8 people show up.
Yeah, understood.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, that's good.
This is Bob Hutchinson. We keep referring to the term webinar, and I guess that's one form that we could use. I would, if we're going to go for a more, you know, scattered, boil the ocean feedback, which I agree actually we should do, I would think that we would put this into a kind of crisped up message and put it on YouTube as a you know, short video that basically explains this is what we're doing and this is the critical problem that we're trying to get feedback on, and then ask for feedback, and you know, try to do that in under 5 minutes of folks' time.
That's an interesting thought.
In other words, reference the full slide deck, and in other words, I guess what I'm concerned about is, maybe I'm wrong, but webinar implies to me somebody actually putting together something, sending out notices, putting together the presentation, and being there to kind of walk people through a webinar, okay, an online presentation. And I don't think that's practical, given the kind of outreach you're talking about trying to do.
Yeah, what do others think?
I mean, I like the suggestion, and I think if we were just to sort of, this is Jim, so backing into a general principle, I'm inclined to suggest, Steve, that you would be the one who would be giving these presentations and following through on it. And so I think it's appropriate to optimize for the best use of whoever we're trying to reach out for. So in the case of the registrars, maybe something closer to the whole webinar thing is the right thing, but leveraging off an existing regular teleconference, if that works for people, seems fine to me too. I think that we should leave it to your best judgment to optimize this as best you can for each specific group.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Any others?
Totally agree.
I mean, I was thinking one way we could do, if Bob's concern is that, you know, people may, it's very difficult to find, you know, rent to attend to these webinars, you know, maybe what we can do is we kind of record the webinar and we put it, well, maybe we'll put it on our YouTube so that, you know, people can, who wants to see it can see it anytime they want. Maybe that's a compromise to suggest.
This is Jim. So I think that's a great plan. I mean, especially with respect to a webinar, you know, recording it so that you can then make it available and we could have a link to it off the working group page so that anybody could go watch it at any time that's convenient for them. And then you could always be referring to that. Then in future presentations, you can always tack that onto the bottom. Here's a link to see a full-on webinar, you know, getting to the issue of whether or not you can go through a whole presentation or you've got to get right to the meat of it and, you know, point people at back material to fill out the details.
Right. Okay, that's a good way to forward. I want to hear your opinion. How do we recruit communities? I mean, obviously, ASAC, you know, there's the established mailing and put it on the agenda of their monthly calls. Registries, how do we outreach the registry?
I can't have a well-defined contact list. I mean, I have to believe that they have a list that you can send an email message out to an appropriate point of contact at all the registries, and similar with registrars.
Right. Yeah.
And I think you just send a note, and you're, you know, and this is what you want to do and when, and go from there. Just have to manage the process.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. What about law enforcement? I am not sure we have a well-established contact. The law enforcement is not.
Yeah, that one's harder. The observation I make there is Bobby Flame in the U.S. with the FBI has been doing a lot to organize. I mean, he's been coming around with a number of people to various ICANN meetings. I'm sure some of you have seen him and the entourage that has resulted at the last couple of ICANN meetings. And they actually did an outreach here in the Washington, D.C. area back in, I guess it was September, October, I forget exactly when. And they invited all the local registry and registrars, and then they had a number of law enforcement people come. And they're actually having another one of those meetings in Brussels in February. Now, as it turns out, I'm going to that meeting only because I'm only going over there for this because I'm going to actually be in the area at the time. So it was convenient for me to stay an extra day and go to that meeting on that side of the world, too. But maybe that's an opportunity to say something. I don't know. The meeting has the different kind of character, though. The purpose of that meeting is to get law enforcement engaged with people involved in the domain name life cycle, if you will. So somebody's moving papers or something. Yeah, I'm not sure what that was. I don't know if anybody else heard that. Wait, still going on?
Yeah. Sunspots.
But it might be an opportunity to reach out to Bobby and mention to him that we have this thing. Law enforcement obviously has a vested interest, I think, in who is and how it's presented. He might at least make an announcement at his meeting, and he might have a suggestion for a mechanism for how to reach out to others. That's my suggestion. I mean, and I'm happy to reach out to Bobby and ask him about this, at least to get this going. I don't know what else to say about law enforcement. I don't know if anyone else has got another suggestion.
Okay. Do we have a law enforcement participant on the working group? I guess not.
No, I guess the only caution about Bobby is that it's U.S.-centric, and I thought we had some people from Interpol that showed up to ICANN meetings. Aubrey, do you know them, or does anybody on the call know them?
European?
Well, I mean, Bobby has those contacts because he had some of those people. He had a couple of European people and someone from Interpol who came to the Washington, D.C. meeting. And my expectation is that in organizing the meeting in Europe, he's going to have more of those people there than he did in Washington, D.C. Yeah, I mean, your point is well taken. I absolutely take your point. We want to avoid being U.S.-centric. He's my only convenient point of contact into trying to get access to law enforcement. I mean, I think that if he has a way to contact others, he'll be helpful in facilitating that. And I fully expect to ask him for that assistance. But
okay.
Other than that, you're right. We should find out. I mean, anybody who has a law enforcement contact, you can reach out to them from anywhere. We should absolutely do that.
This is Owen. What type of law enforcement are you talking to? Because I have a contact at the U.S. Secret Service. Is that something that you're interested in? Or what type of, are you looking for more of I'm not sure what type of law enforcement can be pretty broad.
Yeah, you know, so that's a good question. We clearly need someone who is internet savvy, and, you know, we're talking about ICANN community here, so we need someone who is, you know, savvy with respect to that community and the kinds of issues that we're dealing with. I mean, the people who care about who is are those, at least primarily, are interested in issues and circumstances that involve a domain name in some way, right? So phishing, illegal sales, crimes related to websites doing things they're not supposed to, that kind of stuff. I mean, even the Secret Service probably has a team of people who care about this issue.
That's exactly who I had contact with.
So I'll
reach out to them and see if I can get any follow-up from them.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he knows a way to reach out to some others. I mean,
sure.
I think the deal here is if Steve is going to be doing webinars, what we want to do is alert people to the existence of the webinar, as many people as might care as we can, so that certainly at the end of it, when we say, please give us your opinion about what we're doing, you know, hopefully they'll be interested in doing that. That would be really helpful if that could happen.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
I have one quick question. Do you envision that the staff will do the outreach webinar, or, you know, the working group members also want to do the outreach? Just want to clarify that. What do you Oh, and the admin and the others in 10. App.
Well, I had already suggested that I kind of figured that the staff would mostly take on the responsibility of giving the presentations, but having said that, I don't think we should exclude anyone from the working group who is available and it's convenient for them to give the update and talk to people. We should allow people to do that if they're able and willing.
Okay.
This is Edmund, and, you know, I guess similar to what Jim said. And, you know, I guess it would be great if Steve, you can do the presentations where appropriate and, you know, just circulate the time slots and see whether Jim or myself or whoever would like to be there as well. Maybe not to do the presentation. Maybe to take questions and, you know, just talk about it.
Okay.
This is operating. I think for example, the webinars that you plan to actually record,
mm-hmm.
it may be actually worth going through the effort of getting a few different voices to talk at various times. For example, explaining each of the models, you know, especially if you can have someone who's a proponent of a model explaining a model or something. It makes it more interesting. It gives it more depth and, you know, and so on. So especially on the recorded thing that you plan to put up somewhere, you actually might want to spend a little effort orchestrating, et cetera.
Okay. Also a good suggestion. Okay. So from what I'm hearing, we're seven minutes after the hour. So what I'm hearing is, as a couple action items. First, first things first, I'm trying to get Tina into one of our subsequent calls, and Bob Hutchinson. We'll draft a list of questions to ask to Tina, and circulate that to the working group. So that's the first action item. In terms of webinars, we want to do outreach to CCTLDs, law enforcement, IPC, registry, registrar, ASEC, RIRs, ALAG, and GAC. Perhaps the way to do that is to send through the GNSO. Constituencies. GNSO has all these constituencies and registrars, you know, IPCs among those. As Avery pointed out, we don't want to miss others who have who are passionate and interested about this topic. We don't want to exclude them. So maybe the way is to, once we have a time set up, We send it through the GNSO different constituency list to engage their participation. In terms of, we also talk about the idea is, you know, a shortened version of the presentation, put it on YouTube or some other forms, and RB suggested that maybe it's a good idea to have different people. We'll certainly look into that. With respect to law enforcement, Jim is going to mention to Bobby Flame, and also Owen has a contact in the Secret Service I want to reach out to. That's all I'm hearing. Did I miss anything?
Thanks, Steve. That's a good summary. That's what I have.
I would just add in almost a knee-jerk way, as soon as people start talking about bringing in law enforcement, I could probably help make sure that we outreach to some of the privacy protection groups that, you know, always need to be either in the same space or in a reflected equal space, just to make sure that anything that law enforcement says, privacy concerned people can comment on.
Okay. There's one question I have with respect to, I think, kind of a major issue. Last time, there were some participant mentioning that we want to do targeted outreach to each constituency or stakeholders. Others said we want to do a different outreach tailored to different time zones. I don't see that resolved. So I want to hear your opinion on what and guidance on what to do next.
Think this topic again. I think you're going to get different sets of concerns. For example, when you talk to law enforcement and or privacy, you'll have one set of concerns, you know, dealing with having enough information versus displaying too much information, et cetera. Those kinds of issues come up. When you're just talking to the registrars and registries, perhaps, you're going to have more, gee, how would one implement all this stuff and so on issues. So I think that kind of specific targeting, I think your webinar, again, needs to be sort of general and longer and inclusive. But then I think following that, you may want to even have, if you've got the webinar first, you may even have question-driven sessions where they've had a chance to review the material, they've had a chance to watch the webinar, they've submitted a couple questions, and then you target, you know, what's a specific interest. I don't know. But, I mean, this is getting much more complicated with each word we're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I agree that that's probably the best approach, but that's going to be very time-consuming, and it's also an issue of staff resource for that.
I would offer Steve that you know, given that what's involved in getting this done, you know, maybe what you should do is give some thought to prioritizing this to try to figure out how to reach the most people and sort of attack them in that order. And then that would be my only suggestion for. You know, you're in response to your comment that there's quite a lot of work involved in setting these things up and organizing them and making them happen.
Right. Okay.
This is Owen. In response to Aubrey's request there, I can contact some of the reach out to some privacy advocates as well, just to make sure we've got a balanced group that we're reaching out to.
That's good. Any other thoughts? Okay, I think we had a very productive session this morning. And Julie, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, just that we should decide when we want our next meeting. Do we want to meet in 2 weeks? That would be the 7th of February.
Sounds good.
I will go ahead and we'll go ahead and tentatively set that up. We can change it if we need to, but I think we've been more or less on a two-week schedule, and since we actually have some action items we need to follow up on, and we want to try to get things scheduled in February, it might be good to have a meeting sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Great. I don't have anything else to add.
Sounds good. Thank you, Steve and Julie, and thanks to everyone for your support and my new appointment.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Edmund.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Bye. Have a good morning, afternoon, or evening.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.